Beauty Floss Beast Podcast.
We are your head boss bitches in charge, helping you find your style with Elizabeth Ann.
And unleashing your inner beauty beast with Coach Jamie with a Y. This is how
legends are made. Breaking through the unshatterable mindset that society and our past has instilled in us.
We are here to redefine your self-worth and what it means to be a beauty boss beast.
This is how legends are made.
What's going on, guys? It is Coach Jamie with a Y with a Beauty Beast Bootcamp.
And I'm Elizabeth Richardson with findyourstyle.life. We are going to talk about adding value to others, kind of going off of our topics that we had for our first episode, which is going to be posted shortly.
Yeah, so kind of with what we were talking about last time was just the power of social media. So with that is you got to be real, because people can definitely smell like desperation or like that selling concept, because we're in a world with so many different companies and online businesses that everybody's like, okay, what is it that you really want? And actually, that's kind of another thing, is that when her and I had met through social media, when I sat down with her, I'm like, listen, I'm gonna be real with you. I want to know who you are first and foremost, because like, if me and you don't get along, I really wouldn't want you in my business anyways, or I wouldn't really want to be associated with you as a client, or not necessarily like associated, but like, you know, or like be wanting to try to work with you if we didn't mash anyways, right. You know? So with that is once we got to know each other and like everything was just going really well, and I'm like, okay, you know what? First and foremost, I was like, I'm gonna be real with you though. Like, I want to know how I can help you, because if this is a one-way street, it's like one of my favorite quotes ever. It's, unless the universal law of exchange is met, all relationships will fail. So I told you guys I'm a quote Nazi. But with that, you know, it's true. Like, if it's going to only be about me, she's going to notice that. And then if I don't help her, that's one, that's bad juju on me. And she's obviously going to not want to work with me either. So
yeah. And being on the receiving end of that, at first, I think I had like a wall a little bit, but I was like, I felt comfortable with Jamie. But like the way that she talks to people, like saying like, I want to add value to you, I don't want to ask anything of you to help me. And it's kind of funny, because I'm the type of person that always wants to help people. I want to like help them achieve something that they've set out to be their goal. And like, if it's a common goal, then like, let's just both work together for it. Like, even when I was a manager, I would never have the employees like doing something that I wasn't willing, if there's a lot of it, to step in and help them do, or help them figure out the steps themselves to get to the goal. So I was like, that's why I think I had a wall. And I think that's why relationships don't necessarily work, because maybe at some point, like, someone has came in and made the other person feel a certain way. So when you're trying to do, like, you don't know what this is. This a business relationship? Is this friendship? Like, what? It was kind of like, okay, well, these are the questions that everybody asking of me. And it's like, when you're in person with somebody, it's almost like you have to be like, okay, hold on, let me think about that. You know, right. And you can't necessarily say that, like, meeting someone and they're like, I want to help you. And you're like, okay, yeah, sure. Right. What does she want? Right. And then you're like, oh, the person's genuine. This person actually cares about me. They're asking me certain questions that no one's really asked or had concerns about, or even just wanted to get to know you on that level. So that kind of started the trust.
Right.
You know,
right.
Off the bat, like, okay, she respects me, I respect her.
And that's key too, you know, as well as that, if you're, whether you're going to work with somebody, whether somebody's going to do business with you, whether you want somebody to buy from you, even if it's something as small as like lipstick, like, you need to have some type of rapport built with that. Like, that's the part where I get so frustrated with these businesses, is when people are so distant and they make it seem like it's so easy that like, oh, hey, here's this, but they expect not to connect with their audience. Gary Vee talks about that all the time. Like, genuinely give a shit about people. Do good and good will follow. And that's always what I say, and what I even told her is that, you know, and I think that's even where it kind of threw us both, because like, we were almost like got along too, where I was like, okay, there's got to be a catch here. Like, either, you know, it was just weird because it was like how well it did mesh. But I think the part where you were talking about that weird wall is like, I was wanting to add value to her first, but she was wanting to know how she could help me. So we almost had like,
it was like
a stalemate, because yeah, we're like, okay, well, who's going to help who first? Because obviously it's got to go that
right way.
For me,
I think we had a conversation at some point, like maybe a day or two after that, where you were like, you're like, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'm like, okay, well, I can help you with this and that. And then you're like shutting off a little bit. And I was like,
I'm like, nope, I got to help you first. I didn't feel right. That's what I was just going to say. Like, for me, I love helping people. For sure. Like, that makes me feel good. but also it makes me feel insanely guilty. Like, that's just kind of, I've always been that way. Like, yeah, like, I don't, yeah, like, so for me, like, I don't like receiving gifts from people. Like, it just didn't, like, no,
you send me whatever you want. I'm not materialistic, but I mean, I like nice things.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, you know, I feel guilty to ask for some, like, yeah, ask for something if I can't provide anything in return. So honestly, like, for me, it's, I want to know how I can add value to you before I would ever ask of anything.
And people don't come packaged like she is. They don't. I mean, because people aren't truly out there that want to really help other people, I feel, on certain aspects. I feel when you meet people, like, even when I was working in retail and I would say hi to everyone, I don't care what you look like. And this lady literally said to me, I can't believe you said hi to me. You look like crap today. And I was like, are you kidding me? First off, it's a part of my job, but me being as a human being, you're walking and you need help.
It's almost crazy that people look at you like you're fucked up because you genuinely want to say hi. Yeah. And like, when they're shocked, because actually, same thing. Downtown Toledo, like, I teach Zumba classes down there. And so many people are like, you know, Jamie, you're a female. You can't be walking down there by yourself in the dark or whatever. There was these two homeless guys that were sitting on the side of the road. And I walked past him, or I was like walking across the street, and one of them yelled something and I couldn't hear him. And I was like, what'd you say? And I walked up to him and he's like, thank you. And I was like, for what? He goes, for actually taking the time to say hi to us. And I was like, well, why wouldn't I? And I literally talked with God, or talked about God to these people for like 20 minutes. Never once did they ask me for money. And by the end of that conversation, ended up being, God bless you. And I was like, me? Like, God bless you. Like, and then I wanted to just pray for him and find a way to help. But it was literally, like, and I think people can sense that, like, those that are on that same wavelength. But the fact that even still, like, when they're like, thank you for actually just, I don't know, treating me like a human, like, no matter what level you are in this world, we are not above anybody.
Right.
And so I think that first and foremost, no matter what it is that you do, get off freaking social media and trying to impress everybody and feel like you need to be a certain way to feel accepted. Better internally. Like, humility is first and foremost where you have to start. And so it's like, that's where, just when you do good, good will follow. And it's like a snowball effect, mm-hmm. where good things will continue to happen. Like, even like since I've met her, and like the brainstorming that we do, and the people I've been able to connect with her, and she's been able to connect with me, mm-hmm. and then just other things, like good things that keep happening.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because what you put out, you get in return.
That's really true. I mean, and it sounds so cliche, but it's a true reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you can change your mindset and how you're going to think about a situation or something that's going to be coming in your future, how you think about it is exactly how it's going to happen.
Right.
Because, you know, and I don't know, I feel like I'm the type of person, like, if I can see somebody, I can tell their emotions, I can see how their day's doing, without even saying, hi, how are you doing? Like, I can be in a room and, like, if I'm getting, like, irritated about something, it's probably because there's something that's not good within that room and I don't know what it is. And
that's on a side note, like, not to get crazy deep with you guys, but like with that also speaks highly of you and the self-confidence that you carry and the type of development you've done with yourself, because for you to be that in tune to be able to recognize those energies around you, because that's the other thing, is everybody's, I think, just going through the motions. And no matter what, no matter how humble and giving of a person you are, at the end of the day, everybody still, it's just like human nature to want to think, okay, what's in it for me? Or me. For me, I'm not going to lie, the reason why I also like to do good for others is because it makes me feel good.
Right. But this is the thing. There's a difference between self-love and selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I mean, that's honest. I mean, like, I feel like we're in a generation where there's tons of things of self-love, but people get so wrapped up in, like I said, the materialistic things, that it becomes selfish.
Yes.
Like, and people nowadays, since, like, social media is so crazy, they don't know how to divide it. They don't know where that fine line is to say, okay, this is me being the self-love that I need for myself in order to be happy and be functional and over above and be at my best self in every situation. Or this is selfish of me because I wanted to be greedy, to be unhumble, to put it in someone else's face. And if you're not filling your own self up, you're succeeding for somebody else.
Well, and the other thing is that you're obviously not going to get very far if you're staying at that superficial level.
Yeah, that's true.
But the other thing is that how you feel about others, or like when you're around somebody else and like whatever impression you have of them speaks more of you than what it does of them and where your self-confidence is. And people need to fucking take the mask off. Like, you know, if you're going to post like a picture on Instagram and you have filters galore and makeup galore and you're sitting there like, looked in the mirror today and I was like totally like in tune with myself, feeling so.
You know, I don't know why I just imagined this, but it just made me think of like the only thing that is like a natural beauty is a plant. If you can take a picture of yourself at natural beauty and take a picture of a plant and put it side by side, that's what natural beauty is. That's a crazy thing. I love taking pictures of scenery and just of flowers, that kind of stuff. And it's like, those are natural beauties.
Yeah. And like, you can do it all the time too.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
If you can just be like you next to a plant, natural beauty. No, like.
Well, think about how many times you've come across people, I don't even care, somebody who doesn't have makeup on. Like, if you're, I can look at somebody and physically be like, dang, like she's really pretty. Like that dude is flipping banging. But then the second they start talking, if their personality shits it, or you can just feel from their energy that they're not in tune with themselves.
No, so
listen, you can get ugly real quick.
Okay, so I don't know. So we might have to cut this out or this and stay in the video. I don't care.
I think we're probably gonna want to get it.
So okay, I went to South America with 15 people who were in my cohort for my MBA, and you know there's an okay looking guy, you know, and so we spent 10 days together. All right, and.
Tell me the story.
Okay. So, you know, I'm a good looking female, but I'm not, I also carry myself very well and I have responsibilities. I know what I have at home is amazing. So I'm going there for business and we get there last day. And it's like, when you're with people for so long, you feel, you know, I stayed with a girl who was in my group, but I really didn't know her. And it humbles you to stay with someone else that you have no idea truly who they are. You've only spent a year with them. You don't know them. So that humbled me. And I grew with a lot of the people who are my group. But this one person had so much anger inside that it came out on me. And I didn't go, you know, oh, throw my drink, act nasty. I was just like, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way.
I'll pray for you.
Right. Basically, like... The Lord has made me kind of grow in myself for so long that I'm comfortable with myself. Mm-hmm. I know that how hard I work. I know exactly.
And you know getting on that level is not worth it. It's not worth taking you to that space.
It got to the point where I had to talk to this guy and say, are you unhappy with your life? Like, I felt like I was his life coach in this drunken last night wanting to have fun in South America. And when someone who is... 5 years older than I am, and, you know, a father of two, married, you know, lives in that life, says to me, wow, that person was in the wrong, and I've been hanging out with them for a week now, and, you know, you deserve an apology. It's kind of like, this is coming from another guy that has, you know, the same thing this dude does, but they're just on so different levels.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, but it's also like, that was... I didn't know what else to say. I told other people the story and I was told, oh, you should have called your dad because this guy thought that my dad paid for things for me. And I'm like, no.
What is, it's taking more energy out of you to try to even combat that situation, just letting it be. You know your truth. Why must you explain yourself to anybody?
Right.
I think so, I actually just made a post about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because this is, oh, here we go with another quote. Is that you... You can be the biggest, ripest, juiciest peach, and you're still going to find somebody who doesn't like peaches.
I think I read that. And
that's freaking better.
But yeah, that, I mean, that's true. And
yeah,
you know,
like, you're not going to be for everybody, and everyone's not going to be for you. But the biggest thing is, like, you need to be aware enough of your surroundings to recognize if what you're putting your energy into is giving you back the same amount. Or more, but if you're exerting more energy than what it's giving you, you need to learn how to walk away. And I think that's the biggest issue, is that everybody is, like I said, they're living with this fucking mask that society is telling them to be a certain way, and they feel that they need validation of every single person on social media. Like, don't get me wrong, like, technology is a beautiful thing, but it's so easily abused by people. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, that's why, you know, you are the closest people you hang around, and you attract what you are, and you are what you attract. But So, like, for me, I don't feel like I come across many people who even hit me in that way anymore, because, like, I'm, like, always surrounding way? With, like, oh, okay. like, I'm always surrounding myself with people, like, on a positive level and everything, so I don't necessarily get into many situations where, right. like, that happens. Like, there's
occasionally,
very rare, but that... But I mean, still overall is like, you know, that's where like, you know, you choose to associate with different, like, right. like different people that are more like-minded to you once you mm-hmm. recognize who you are. Right. But like, it's, I think that's the other part is like to those people who get stuck into this funk, the, what's the, is it like the lobster or like the crab story about there's like live crabs that are going into like the boiling pan mm-hmm. and the ones like trying to crawl out and the other crabs rather than them trying to crawl out of the boiling pan with it like with him like the same concept like yeah dude let's get out of here yeah. the other crabs are trying to pull him down because people like to see you doing well but never better than them
right
in your and majority that, of society right. so
that, yes so that totally ties into like the situation because I don't feel it in a negative way because I didn't handle it in a negative way. I took a positive route into it and just told the situation what it was.
Right.
And I feel being and it sounds really fucked up to say this, but as a black woman, me saying, oh, this is how much I make an hour, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, and this being a Caucasian male in an upper society, thinking that, oh, that can't be. That doesn't make sense to me. Well, I'm sorry that doesn't make sense to you, but that's what it's happening. So if you can't get behind it, then move on. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I feel like that guy put me in that situation for that to occur, to show me that I can stand up for myself and not be broken down.
Yeah, and then you can also handle it in a proper manner. Like, okay, hey, so we're just going to turn this in. Social media still is copy, like obviously our topic.
Yeah.
Because it's the season, we need to talk about it. The baby what? It's cold outside thing. How, I don't know if you've seen it, all over freaking Facebook.
I'm an old
people,
lady.
People are losing their minds. They're going freaking bananas.
Why?
Over Baby It's Cold Outside because it's a date rape song. Because the guy is like manipulating the girl because she wants to leave and he's like, no, just stay and have another drink. People are trying to take a fucking Christmas song.
And ruin it?
And ruin it. And same thing with...
How long has that song been around?
Yeah, I forever. Mean, and then listen, don't get me wrong. There are people out there that I'm sure have been in some very bad situations as far as right. rape. And I've been in that situation where I say that for probably never. But... Like, you know, people go through those situations, so I can understand if you feel like a victim and you feel like you either, like, it's causing your emotions, but it's something that needs to, once again, be dealt with. But overall, yeah. like, you can't fucking change history. This was an innocent song yeah. that was just supposed to have good vibes around Christmas time, and honestly, I'm like, I listened to it, I'm like, dang. I mean, I wish there was a guy that was like, nah, babe, don't head out there, it's cold. It's cold right. outside.
Maybe the guy made the song so for his wife or girlfriend.
But the people who are venting about that on social media, like, it makes me feel bad though. Like, what is going on inside? Why? Like, I feel so much empathy for that person. Like, what type of brokenness?
You went too deep there because.
What type of brokenness are you feeling that's the best that you can do with your day is get upset at a song that was released, what, probably in like the 60s?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
this world is, I mean.
And that's where it is. Like, no, you don't want history to necessarily repeat itself if it, say, somebody did imply that. But it's a freaking song. Like, you know. So that's the other thing. It's just right. people choose to feed the crab effect. That was a crab effect. All these people were jumping on the bandwagon to then all of a sudden do that. A Christmas Story, how it plays on TBS for 24 right. hours straight. They wanted to take that off. Because of the fact that for the movie promotes bullying. Because at the end, the kid stands up for himself and beats the shit out of the bully. But it's a bullying movie. So how many can we get to save our children? Because even though they can, I don't know, get on Facebook and listen to all these parents say absurd shit to other adults, that's okay. Or some of the music that's out today
right.
is talking about popping your pussy and Molly.
Right.
But let's get upset about a song for a guy that was... having a chick not wanting to go outside because, okay, he probably wanted to get laid, right. But it was also cold outside and there was a lot of snow.
And they were together.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's...
So all of you listeners, don't do that. Don't be those people.
Right. It's kind of bewildering, you know?
Yeah. We went deep. Sorry, we went off topic a little bit, but I mean, you know, 'tis the season. It's Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas music, right? 'Tis the season.
You have to essentially said it.
No, but I just, it's so, you know, I guess to tie back, you know, what we were talking about is, you know, as far as branding yourself with social media and as far as like seeking how you can add value into others, one thing I want to be able to tell these people, and this was something I was telling her offline from this, is whenever you're feeling down in the dumps, don't keep yourself in that negativity. I know it's obviously easier said than done, but one thing that was engraved in my brain through some business experience was that whenever you're feeling down about yourself, go help somebody else. Because when you add value to somebody else, that's going to help somebody else, but it's also going to make you feel better. So it's like adding value to others is going to help you help others. So it's like a snowball effect to everybody around you. So you're just spewing out positivity to everyone around you, which is good. We need more of that anyways. But going back to... from a social media standpoint, is just be real and genuinely give a shit about other people, and people are gonna notice that. You know, that's what honestly, in my opinion, that's what separates your really high dollar people through social media and marketing. Yeah. It's, yeah, they may pay you and say that you need to add X amount of hashtags and do this and do that, but realistically, like, it's because they put the hours in, but they actually like gave a shit about people. So, and even if not, like, why are you going to get so caught up on this? I made a post about this the other day, too, about how people make time for the things they want to make time for, but they also can, they'll afford what they want to afford. Mm-hmm. If somebody finds value in something, that's when they'll buy it, right? People like to be, what is it? People like to buy but never like to be sold. If they can seek the value in them, that's when they'll purchase it. But it's like, overall, like, just, I don't know, you know where I'm going with this? It's just, I don't know. I've got a lot on my mind today, obviously.
No, I mean, like, I'm picking up where you're putting down in certain pieces.
I know, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, because, like, when you were talking, I was thinking about, like, I just told you I had my first image consulting, like, shop with me type of experience. And before, when I started doing closet styling, like, I wanted to shop for people. I've been asked to, but I never knew, like, really, truly how.
Right.
And so this lady, met her on social media, started talking to her. She's a wellness coach, and basically I was like, hey, if you want to ever collaborate, let me know. She's like, what do you have in mind? I was like, I'm putting it out there so that we both can kind of, you know, think of some ideas. She's like, how about you come shop with me? I'm trying to do a photo shoot for a professional, but also for my, like, weight loss and, like, you know, staying healthy. Okay, absolutely. So we went to TJ Maxx. I got there a little bit before her, started shopping for her. We kind of diagnosed what she needed.
I know where I was going with that.
Okay.
My thought landed the plane, but go ahead.
Finish. Gotcha. Okay. So it's just like, and it was a great experience. She told me her budget. We went shopping. We did all that great stuff. We did a social media video, and it was kind of like, okay, why did I never take that step? And it's always kind of like, I guess, like that barrier.
But right there is that both of you guys equally were able to see the value in one another, because you got the feel good of helping her. And you also were able to get the transference of energy through money by getting paid for it. But she obviously saw enough value and trust out of you to want to be able to utilize you, because she could tell that you were genuinely caring as well. And you obviously weren't spewing like, oh, hey, you should let me go shopping with you because I only charge this amount of money, and da-da-da, and we're going to do this. You were like, hey, like, let's find out what works for you, because you made it about her.
Right.
But where I was going with it, you know, with the whole people make time for the things they want to make time for, and they'll spend what they want to on it, is that even with all the money that you're spending, or even when on social media you see all of these people, and I know you made a post about this as well, is that you see all of these people out there that are, you know, talking about all these things that they can buy and what, you know, mm-hmm. how often they can travel, and, you know, all of this stuff of your financial freedom. Don't get me wrong, that's great. But all of those same people actually go to bed at night feeling good, or the majority, I'm assuming, are actually going to bed feeling good about themselves, because what they're doing is still adding value that money cannot put a price on. You have to genuinely feel good about what it is that you do.
Right.
And those people that are just money hungry all the time,
yep, aren't happy.
Those are your your businesses that pop up and explode, and then they're out of nowhere. You're one and done's. Or, you know, you're people that never make it because people can tell that they're, you know, your shady car salesman, you know, that scenario mm-hmm. where you can just smell all they want is money.
Right.
You know, but those people that genuinely give a shit, by the way, they actually treat you like a human.
Self-love and selfish.
That's the way we just connected that. See?
That's what it is.
We landed the plane. Yeah. See, we went a little bit. It's cold outside, but we came back and we landed.
We landed a plane.
We had some turbulence, but then smooth landing.
Love it.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think, yeah.
That's totally true. Because I have said that before. I said, you know, you never see what people are truly going through. You just see what they want to show you.
Oh, yeah. And they can brag to you, make it look like they're super rich. But guess what?
They are happy.
I'm in the financial industry. And I'm going to tell you, behind closed doors, when I have to sit down and I have to look at these people's ledgers.
Yeah.
They may be living lavish with material items, but guess what? They ain't got shit.
Dude, I learned that, like, whole lesson in life of, like, comparing yourself to other people and what they have and what you have, what you don't have, what they have, what they get, all that crazy bullshit mess. And it's literally, if you can go to bed happy with yourself, you live the best fucking life.
Right.
Those people are the people who are silent around you are the people that don't have anything to say because they are the people living selfishly. The people that...
Or the loudest person in the room is because they're trying to hide all their insecurities.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, you can seek it out. If you genuinely, like, take a second, step back, and assess your surroundings, you're going to be able to recognize it so much more. And I'll tell you, like, even mm-hmm. just in my own personal journey, even as of late, how much more at peace I've been because I've taken the stress off of feeling... More abundance has come my way that I've taken all of this desperation and emphasis off of those moments where you get caught up in a comparison and trying to
right.
be like what you see on social media. But then when you really like take a step back and I like now that like I said is I've stopped stressing about things.
Mm-hmm.
I had this woman literally during one of my fitness classes, because remember guys, I'm all over the place. You're a serial entrepreneur over here. During one of my Zumba classes, I coach special needs as well. And so during one of my Zumba classes, I actually have a mixture of special needs and non-special needs that take my class. And so the caregiver, I don't think it was her first time bringing this athlete he's like my favorite. And she just sat and watched. I don't think she realized that anybody could take the class. And she came up to me afterwards. She goes, I'm sorry, this is going to probably sound really weird because you totally don't know me. And maybe it's the hormones because I'm pregnant, which she wasn't even like showing. So she was still very in her beginning phases of her pregnancy, and she just goes, I just want you to know, and she started crying. She goes, it was just so inspiring to see your passion uh-huh. as you taught that class, and it made me cry. But I was like, you know what, like that right there, by me pouring my heart out to my class, somebody on the sidelines recognized that, and I inspired somebody from on the side. Like that right there, I don't care how much freaking money hits my account.
Oh,
that
yeah.
right there, yeah. like just literally, I felt like a gazillion bucks in that exact yeah. moment. And I'm like, you know what?
No, I love it. I love it. Because I've been to your Zumba class, so I totally understand. And I like, it's funny because I made a post today and I knew I was going to get no likes. That's the thing. I made the post knowing that no one would know what to say because they're so fucking scared. That's the funny. So I put, if you had no money, what is your value? And should I? People are probably like, this girl's fucking weird. But the thing is truly, if you had no money, what is your value? If you went broke today, then what value do you have? Like, and the funny thing is that when I was in retail, people are, you know, we had to open up credit cards, and, you know, these college students would be like, I don't have any money. You'd be like, well, you know, your income is, your loans at $24,000 you have is average. And it's like, okay, you put a number on somebody that a life has no number on. So what is your value? What are you contributing? What are you pouring into other people that and helping yourself develop? What is your value? And no one said anything.
I'm one of the richest people I know.
That's right.
I thought about that today and I'm like, you know what? With all of the 800 bajillion
no
things
value.
That I put like my heart and soul into,
you were.
I volunteer for 3 totally different nonprofits and I'm like, oh yeah, I should probably actually like do some career stuff too. Like,
the thing is
which
is,
I do.
You probably are, but you just don't know it.
Right, right. But, like, I genuinely, like, I look at it. I had actually, yet another thing. This dude slid in my DMs the one day. He He's like, how was your day? And I was like, oh, it was good. How about you? And he's like, it was okay. I'm just bored as usual. And I was like, I don't think I can tell you the last time I've felt bored. Right. Because I have my hands in everything and I will go out of my way. Even like when my mom and I would be out like shopping or something, I would say something and strike up a conversation. She goes, oh, who was that? I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I just genuinely like talking to people and making their day. Or like randomly, I was walking out of the store the one day, this gas station, and I was talking, just joking around with the cashier and everything. And then I was like, wait a minute, before I leave, three things you're grateful for, go. And it threw her off. She's like, what? But she told me three things she was grateful for. And then I went to walk out the door. She goes, whoa, wait, what about you? And then I shared three things. And one of them, I was like, I'm grateful for the fact that God gave me the energy and the compassion to give a shit to ask you that question. And I smiled. And I said, have a blessed day. And I walked out. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm one of the richest people I know.
That's awesome. See? Can anyone fucking say that? That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
I was literally thinking, so I'm like, looking at my finances, I literally quit a corporate level job that was paying my bills, and obviously I have a cushion, but the same token, I have to believe in myself and trust God that what I'm going and working towards and climbing up this climb this mountain.
No, for sure.
And it's not because of money and all the other shit. It's like, when I am at that peak, that's when I'm at my best. Like, you know, like I went through a lot of coaching and mm-hmm. with different like executive coach, and they said like, when are you at your best? And I'm like, okay, well, I'm always happy, I'm always positive, I'm always doing this, and I'm like at my best when I'm like helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm able to feed off of them, like what's my vision? Okay, well, clear doors and clear windows and that right. kind of thing. So I'm like, okay, well, it's to talk to people.
Right.
A clear line.
And with that, because yet again, there's another quote that comes to mind, is the one, cause just because you were talking about climbing up like a steep hill.
No, I just love that you are like a quote. Like,
I like, you're like all a, my texts are quotes and Bible verses. I was like, by the time I'm 80, I'd be like, oh, Sonny, I'm having some troubles with your bank account. Read my right calf.
Oh my God. I don't want to have to write a kid's book, because I feel like always in kid's book, there's like that grandma or like mom or dad that are like telling the quote, and then they're like,
I'll be the wise old woman. I always joke and say I'm an R-rated version of Mother Teresa. The modern day R-rated version. Because
I like it.
Because I cuss a lot.
I like it.
But, no, with that is like the saying about how, like, you know, so many people talk about, you know, like their struggle about climbing up the mountain, but everybody forgets to talk about that the most spectacular view is from the top of the mountain. So it's like, yeah, you may struggle a little bit to get there, but like, you've got to come out of your comfort zone to get that, to really see that best peak. And that's why I like how you even just said that, like, your vision is like open doors, endless, like that you don't have a cap to what it is that you're capable of, and not anybody holding you down. And that's where it's like, even with your mentors, he's like, sometimes when you have, like, I think about the time too, is being an entrepreneur, like, since I've graduated high school, I've never worked a 9-to-5 job.
That's
and
awesome.
Whenever I've had somebody who told me that I had to do something, I'm like, wait, what? I have to ask you if I can not come to work today to go somewhere else? Like, what?
I know. That's like, that's what I fell into.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like so comfortable with that because when I left school,
the security's there.
Yeah. And you never realize the security until, like, you start getting curious. And you start asking questions, and, like, it's not the right answers to the questions that you're expecting to get. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, wow, this world is even kind of more dusted and, like, dark than I thought that it truly was. But here I am. Hi, I'm Sunshine. So you're either going to find... I mean, they're going to find a way to break down that door, or I'm going to come and sneak attack. Like, this is... whatever angle you want, you're going to see me. And so I think I just have like a ruthless personality.
Yeah. So, yeah. But no, I think, yeah, we've just hit a lot of freaking topics today.
Yeah, that's true.
And we even went the scenic route and talked about a Christmas song. I can't get over that. I'm sorry. I've literally been like holding that in for like the last 3 days because I keep randomly seeing posts about it. And I'm like, you know what? No, Jamie, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put my energy into that because that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. So I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about it.
When she gets married one day, she's gonna be like, I have to have a winter wedding because it's gonna be like, baby, I'm cold outside.
I want to do a winter wedding. It'd totally be fall though. But yes, I'd be like, you know what, we're going to, and we're gonna like hashtag it. the date rape song. I'm just kidding. That's terrible. That was really a joke. That was a terrible joke.
You're like your kidding. Bachelorette party.
Kidding. So yeah, there's that. But all right. Well, I think we could probably wrap it up with that for the day. Thank you guys for checking us out yet again. Please remember, if you like what you see, like it, share it, watch for more.
Leave some comments on what you think. If you want other topics, if you just want to chat with us.
We like that stuff. Because we're really good at talking. So, all right, well, bye.
See you guys.